Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and if you're obsessed with the silicon and semiconductors powering our AI future, you've come to the right place. Before we dive into today's hardware news, quick shout out to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's pronounced Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting. Today, we've got some massive moves in the hardware space, Intel landing a huge Google deal, the memory sector absolutely exploding thanks to AI, and some bold claims about chips that could outpace NVIDIA's mighty GPUs. Let's jump right in. Our first story is absolutely huge for Intel's foundry business. Intel just scored a major win by landing Google as a customer for AI chips, and this is really testing their foundry turnaround strategy. Now, for those who might not know, Intel's foundry business is essentially their chip manufacturing service for other companies. Think of it like a bakery. Instead of just baking their own bread, they're opening up their ovens to bake custom cakes for Google. This is massive because Intel has been trying to compete with TSMC, which is basically the king of chip manufacturing right now. TSMC makes chips for Apple, NVIDIA, AMD, you name it. Intel's been playing catch-up for years. What makes this Google deal so interesting is that it's specifically for AI chips. Google's been designing their own silicon for years with their TPUs, or Tensor Processing Units, which are custom-built for machine learning workloads. The fact that Google trusts Intel's foundry to manufacture these cutting-edge AI processors is a huge vote of confidence. This could be Intel's ticket back to relevance in the foundry game. But here's the thing. This also puts Intel in direct competition with NVIDIA, because Google could potentially use these Intel-manufactured chips instead of buying NVIDIA's GPUs. It's like Intel is playing both sides of the chessboard now. They're trying to win back foundry customers while also creating silicon that competes with their biggest rival. The timing couldn't be better for Intel either, because everyone's scrambling for AI chip capacity right now. If Intel can prove they can deliver on this Google contract, it could open the floodgates for more customers jumping ship from TSMC. This is definitely a story to watch closely. Let's talk about memory, because it's absolutely having a moment thanks to AI. The memory sector is becoming one of the main beneficiaries of the AI boom, and honestly, this makes perfect sense when you understand how AI actually works. Think of AI training like trying to memorize an entire encyclopedia. You need massive amounts of information readily available at lightning speed. That's where memory comes in. Traditional DRAM is like your regular bookshelf, good for storing lots of information, but you have to walk over and grab what you need. High bandwidth memory, or HBM, is like having a super fast conveyor belt that brings you exactly the page you need in milliseconds. AI workloads are incredibly memory intensive because these models are processing massive datasets simultaneously. When you're training something like ChatGPT, you're not just reading one piece of text at a time, you're analyzing relationships between millions of words, patterns, contexts, all at once. That requires enormous memory bandwidth. Here's what's really interesting. This isn't just about quantity, it's about speed and architecture. Traditional memory architectures are like trying to drink from a fire hose through a straw. AI needs memory that can feed data to processors at incredible rates. Companies like Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron are seeing unprecedented demand for HBM modules. These aren't your typical memory sticks, either Midas-backed vertically like a skyscraper. With multiple memory layers connected through thousands of tiny wires called through silicon vias, the profit margins on this stuff are incredible compared to commodity DRAM. We're talking about memory modules that can cost thousands of dollars each, and the demand is so crazy right now that memory companies are basically printing money. This is reshaping the entire semiconductor industry hierarchy. NVIDIA and Meta are doubling down on their partnership in a big way. Meta is ordering millions of additional AI chips from NVIDIA, and this really shows us the scale we're talking about in AI infrastructure right now. When we say millions of chips, we're not talking about your desktop GPU upgrade. We're talking about entire data centers packed with NVIDIA's H100 and H200 accelerators. Think of it like this. If a single AI training run is like building a skyscraper, Meta is essentially building an entire city. Each GPU is like a construction worker, and the more workers you have, the faster you can build. But it's not just about speed, it's about capability. Meta's working on everything from their Llama language models to the metaverse, virtual reality, and probably some stuff they haven't announced yet. These workloads require massive parallel processing power. What's fascinating is the symbiotic relationship here. NVIDIA needs customers with deep pockets who can afford to buy chips at scale, and Meta needs cutting-edge silicon to stay competitive in the AI race. It's like a hardware arms race, and everyone's trying to stockpile the best weapons. The timing is interesting too, because this comes right as GPU supply is getting tighter and prices are surging. Meta is essentially securing their supply chain by placing these massive orders. They're making sure they don't get left behind if chip availability becomes even more constrained. This deal probably represents billions of dollars in revenue for NVIDIA, and it shows that the hyperscalers, Meta, Google, Amazon, Microsoft are still betting big on traditional GPU architectures rather than going completely custom. Although Meta has been developing their own AI chips too, they're clearly not ready to ditch NVIDIA entirely. Now here's where things get spicy. There's an NVIDIA challenger claiming their AI chip is 10 times faster than a GPU now. Before we get too excited, let's talk about what this actually means, because the devil is always in the details with performance claims. When someone says 10x faster, the first question should be faster at what exactly? GPUs are incredibly versatile. They can handle training, inference, graphics rendering, scientific computing, crypto mining. They're like the Swiss Army knife of processors. If you design a chip that's hyper-specialized for one specific task, yeah, you might be able to beat a GPU at that one thing. Think of it like this. A Formula One car will absolutely destroy a pickup truck on a racetrack. But try hauling your furniture with a Formula One car. It's about trade-offs. Most of these claims focus on inference workloads, which is running AI models after they've been trained. Inference is actually very different from training. It's more predictable. You know exactly what operations you need to do, and you can optimize the hell out of it. Companies like Rogue, Cerebras, and others have built chips specifically optimized for inference, and they can achieve incredible performance numbers. But here's the catch. These specialized chips often can't do training at all, or they're limited to very specific model architectures. NVIDIA's dominance isn't just about raw performance, it's about ecosystem. CUDA, their programming platform, has been around for over 15 years. Developers know it, tools support it, and it just works. Beating NVIDIA on a benchmark is one thing, but displacing them in the market is an entirely different challenge. That said, competition is always good for innovation, and we definitely need alternatives to NVIDIA's near monopoly in AI training. Speaking of NVIDIA, their CFO is flagging that GPU prices are surging as the AI chip shortage deepens. This is economics 101 playing out in real time. When demand massively outstrips supply, prices go up. But the scale of this shortage is pretty unprecedented. We're not talking about the typical semiconductor shortage where you might wait a few extra weeks for your laptop. This is more like trying to buy concert tickets for the hottest band in the world, except the concert venue is under construction and nobody knows when it'll be finished. The fundamental issue is manufacturing capacity. These high-end AI chips are made on the most advanced process nodes, think 3-nanometer, 4-nanometer technology. There are only a handful of fabs in the world that can make these chips, primarily TSMC in Taiwan. It's like trying to get a reservation at a Michelin-star restaurant that only has 10 tables. Even if NVIDIA wanted to make more chips, they're constrained by foundry capacity. And it's not just NVIDIA competing for that capacity. Apple wants it for iPhones, AMD wants it for processors, Qualcomm wants it for phone chips. Everyone's fighting for the same manufacturing slots. What's really wild is the price elasticity we're seeing. Normally, if prices go up, demand goes down. But in AI right now, demand is so crazy that companies are willing to pay almost any price. It's like the California gold rush. People will mortgage their houses to get the tools they need to mine for gold. For companies building AI services, these GPUs are literally money printing machines. If a GPU costs $50,000 but can generate hundreds of thousands in revenue from AI services, that's still a good investment. This creates a feedback loop where prices keep climbing because customers keep paying. The only real solution is more manufacturing capacity, but building new fabs takes years and costs hundreds of billions of dollars. That's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. We covered Intel's big foundry win with Google, the memory sector's AI gold rush, Meta's massive NVIDIA order, bold performance claims from GPU challengers, and the ongoing chip shortage driving prices through the roof. The AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. If you enjoyed today's deep dive into silicon and semiconductors, make sure to subscribe and share this episode with your fellow hardware enthusiasts. You'll find all the links and details in our show notes. And as always, keep your eyes on the hardware horizon. Things are moving fast out there.